Chapter 10. Adamantua. The warrior form came at Laurentius, jaws open, ropes of saliva stretched out between the points of laterally extended biting parts. A force knocked it aside. The creature was smashed to the Magos biologist's right, splashing into the muddy slime that drooled along the tunnel floor. The impact that felled it was like the concussion of a demolition toolbit working rockcrete. The huge beast couldn't get up. Something had it pinned. A humanoid form in yellow. An imperial fist. A captain. Laurentius could see the rank marks despite the wash of gore and mud plastering the Space Marine's armor. Slaughter. It was Slaughter. Slaughter had brought the chrome down, floored it, and pinned it by the throat with his left fist. The Space Marine's right fist was a piston, ramming a huge combat knife into the chrome's distended belly over and over again. Something burst. Brown liquid sprayed out across the tunnel. Laurentius recoiled from the vented reek of formic acid and rancid milk. The warrior form went slack. Slaughter got off it, but his combat knife was wedged between the integuments of its armor. A second large Xenos thundered down the tunnel on the heels of the first, trailing the semi-articulated pieces of a driving servitor from one of its limbs. Slaughter abandoned his combat knife. Leaving it embedded in the torso of his first kill, he threw himself over the corpse and into the face of the second warrior form. He drew his broadsword as he leapt, sweeping the powered blade out of its overshoulder scabbard and forwards so that its cutting edge led the way. Space Marine and Chrome Warrior form met. The clash made an air slap that hurt Laurentius's ears. The Chrome smacked Slaughter hard, twice, its claws drawing sparks off his armor. The Space Marine rocked, reeled back from the blows, and then renewed his efforts, hefting the blade into the Chrome's shoulder with both hands. It was the Chrome's turn to reel. It staggered sideways. Taking a better grip on his gore-slick sword, Slaughter delivered a second blow that did significantly more damage. Split open, the chrome tilted and fell backwards. Laurentius hadn't even seen the third enemy. Slaughter had. The warrior form was very dark, the colour of a bruise. It came down the tunnel from the other direction, moving with extraordinary speed, claw limbs hinged out to rain lethal downstrokes on the imperial fist. Slaughter switched around to meet it, hacked with his sword, and took off one forelimb. The creature milled at him, claws glinting in the noxious light. Slaughter ducked aside, letting the blow go long over his shoulder guard, stooping his back into a turn that took him under the chrome's guard and into its chest. He stabbed his sword in, tip first, cracking the organic armor, and then shoulder-barged the clacking alien backwards, freeing his blade so he could thrust it again. The second time it went clean through the creature. He ripped the sword out and the warrior form went down.
Magos!
Slaughter called out, checking up and down the tunnel, sword ready.
Yes, Captain?
Are you alive there?
I am, Captain.
Get ready to move with me when I tell you. The Chapter Master has sent Daylight Wall to get you out of this.
It is very much appreciated, said Laurentius.
Shh! Slaughter warned him. From the distance, Laurentius could hear the sound of bolt weapons firing.
There's a lot of opposition in this zone, Slaughter said. A lot.
Laurentius began to wonder where the rest of Daylight Wall Company had got to.
Let's move, said Slaughter,
and beckoned the Magos biologist after him. The captain had made some kind of assessment, presumably based on the data his armor was feeding him and incoming vox signals, neither of which Laurentius was privy to. They began to work their way back down the nest tunnel, picking their way through the ruins of the Magos biologist's convoy. The carriages were all shredded and crushed. His servitors and juniors were dead or fled. Blood smoke wafted in the gloom of the tunnel. Now our matter is vaporized, Laurentius thought unhappily.
They have shown unexpected resolve within the perimeters of their nest, he said.
Slaughter grunted in reply.
We don't much like the unexpected, the captain said.
Because?
Because nothing should be unexpected.
I see.
I didn't expect to run out of bolt rounds today, for example, Slaughter said.
Laurentius saw that the Space Marine captain's massive firearm was clamped to his belt.
It exhausted its munition supply. The fight must have been extraordinarily intense. Slaughter glanced down at Laurentius.
There are supposed to be munition trains moving into the nest. At least one near here, he added.
Ah, so that's what I owe my salvation to, Laurentius replied, trying to sound brave. You were looking for the ammunition.
I had an order, snapped Slaughter, from a chapter master.
Of course. I apologize.
The fact that you were near a munition train was simply a bonus.
Laurentius managed a laugh. Then he realized something that chilled him. Just as Laurentius had done, the Space Marine captain was trying to make light of the situation. They really were in the most terrible trouble.